Let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Well, because we need to get to some pressing issues. The Oregon women back from Tampa, the Duck football team closing in on the spring game, and of course, the common denominator there, the fine sports journalist for the Register Guard. Online, registerguard.com, ducksports.com, at RGFootball on Twitter. Ryan Thorburn checks in. Ryan, always appreciate the time. How are things with you?
Oh, things are great. How are you doing, Steve?
All right. You've covered some really terrific events. I mean, you were at the Heisman festivities for Marcus. And, you know, I spoke to some fans who did not travel to Glendale when the men made the Final Four 2 years ago, but did go to West Florida last weekend. So you were there. The coverage, just how visible is that event in the Tampa St. Pete area, I guess? How would you describe the magnitude of the women's Final Four?
Yeah, certainly not on par with the men in terms of the amount of media or obviously the size of the stadium or anything like that, but definitely you can sense women's basketball is getting more and more traction, more spotlight. Obviously, Sabrina Ionescu has made it a big deal around here, so it was a cool event to cover, and I still like the fact that they play in a 20,000-seat venue and it's sold out. Is a great atmosphere.
Yeah, a basketball arena.
Exactly. Actually, a hockey arena. But
that's right.
It was the Tampa Bay Lightning. So it was nice and cool in there. But yeah, great for basketball too.
You know, I like that you mentioned Sabrina because of, the love fest with this fan base. And I would actually say many who cover the Pac-12. But seeing her on the biggest stage in the sport, how she carries herself, maybe how in demand she is, how accurate would I be in saying, as cliche as it sounds, she was just born for this and kind of carries herself like a superstar?
That's exactly what I was going to say. It seems like she was born for that moment, or made herself ready for that moment. She was really great with the media. Obviously, she's a star, and she's coming back. So Oregon's going to be there again next year, barring injury. It's really cool. I was talking on our podcast the other day about how the stars there were really Muffet McGraw and Gina Oriyama and Kim Mulkey. And Sabrina Ionescu, she was the biggest star as far as the players go, and there were some really good players there that are in the WNBA now.
That's an understatement. I mean, we saw the draft, and they're all in the WNBA now, it seems like, except Sabrina. Before Matt Knight Arena was drawing 10,000 people and the Ducks were a regular making these kind of runs, you covered the team. We saw Maite Cazorla go to the Atlanta Dream, and, Ruthie is something special. Sabali obviously has that spectacular gene. But from your chair, is there any way to overstate Maite's value as a player and a leader who's kind of woven into the fabric of all the success?
Yeah, I was talking to the Atlanta Dream coach the other night about Maite. They drafted her in the second round, and she made a good point that in the WNBA, not everyone is going to be a superstar, and you need players like Maite that do everything. She's a great defender. She's a great ball handler. She's a great teammate. And her usage rate was low, but her analytics were off the chart, according to the Dream scouts. So I think we all knew that. She's off to the side behind Sabrina and those other players you mentioned, but she was definitely the glue of this specific Oregon team.
No, I'm really looking forward to seeing what she does down the road. Continue with Ryan Thorburn, the Register Guard. Let's get to football. The other day, we played that. I think it was a 7-minute segment with Kayvon Thibodeau. We've seen freshmen play like veterans, but this guy, I don't know, he doesn't carry himself like an 18-year-old. This is an experienced roster. I'm going to use the word, I was floored listening to him. Well, what's your take on, it's only a few weeks into his Duck career, but just how he conducts himself?
Well, similar to Sabrina, he seems like a guy who is going to live up to the hype. Sabrina was so touted as a recruit, showed up at Oregon at the last minute to change the Oregon basketball world. And Kayvon was, ESPN's number one recruit. He goes to Oregon instead of SC or Notre Dame or Florida State or one of those schools. So definitely, I was not at that press conference. Steve Mims wrote about it and was there, but I watched the video and obviously read Steve's story, and very impressive. Austin Meek and I were talking earlier this spring, is Oregon going to let this guy speak, because it would be a smart thing to do, and they did, and hopefully we can see a lot of him.
Well, you know, one major issue since, I guess we go back to the 2015 Alamo Bowl, has been the backup quarterback. Well, I guess obviously Herbert was a really good backup to Dakota Prukop, but otherwise, and I know you have limited access, but from what the coaches or maybe teammates are saying, what's the word on the progress of who I assume is the number two, Tyler Shuck?
Yeah, that's a great question. When you think about the spring game, that's certainly one of the areas you want to keep an eye on. Tyler Shuck looks the part. He's a tall kid like Herbert, trying to put on those muscles like Herbert. Certainly a polished kid. Great to talk to. It's hard to say until he actually throws a pass in the game if he's legit or not, which he did not do last year. And then they have Cale Millen, whose father, Hugh, was a great Washington Husky and a longtime NFL player. So he has some good genes, too. It'll be curious to see if one of those two is the quarterback of the future, takes advantage of this window to learn from Justin and then take the reins, or is it going to be a guy that isn't here yet? I know that they're going to have a top-ranked quarterback prospect in for the spring game, a recruit, so that's going to be the million-dollar question for the 2020 Ducks. But right now they have Justin Herbert, and that's a pretty good deal for them.
Yeah, that's a good starting spot. A couple final thoughts of Ryan Thorburn of the Register Guard. So yesterday I saw a comment from Juwan Johnson about how he grew up watching Josh Huff play receiver. And I'm like, that's 2013. You make me feel old. I know they need to upgrade there, especially with Dylan Mitchell gone. So what's the buzz about this guy? I mean, 6'4", 230, kind of a beast. What's the word on him?
Yeah, Huff was obviously a really good player here and had some nice years with the Eagles, and Huff would love to have Juwan Johnson's physique. This guy, he certainly is the first guy you want off the bus, especially from the offense. You know, that's the other area I'm looking forward to on a week from Saturday is not only Juwan, but Micah Pittman, some of the new receivers. Can these guys fill that void that Dylan Mitchell has left behind? And can some of the other guys that struggled drop passes put that behind them? I mean, that's key. I mean, you remember in 2014, everyone's like, well, Marcus is back, but they don't have any receivers with any experience. And then all of a sudden, a bunch of stars emerge from that group. So that's what has to happen this year, and it'll be fun to see if he's one of them.
Lastly, the defense, we know Jim Leavitt is out. We saw progress in 2017, but you know, there was really nowhere to go but up. And last year I was more about solid, good moments. Now enter Andy Avalos from Boise State. So be it schematic or philosophy, well, what's the word from the guys or the coach himself maybe on the style of defense Duck fans could expect to see?
I think the word would be versatility. I think he'll mix it up a lot more. They won't just stay in base. He'll be blitzing from different sides of the field. You know, at times the guy will be standing up, at times with his hand in the ground. It'll be interesting to see it. From what I heard, I was in Tampa, but that scrimmage in Portland, the defense had their way with the offense. Now, in fairness to the offense, they don't really know what Avalos is doing yet, and eventually they'll figure that out and maybe catch up. But that's a good start, especially considering they have to learn his way of doing things in a short amount of time.
All right, folks, he's Ryan Thorburn of the Register Guard. Many ways to engage. RegisterGuard.com online, DuckSports.com. On Twitter, it's at RGDuckFootball. Ryan, always enjoy our chats. Always learn a lot. Much appreciate your time. Have a fun weekend.
All right, I enjoy it as well. Thanks, Steve.
All right, have a good one.